Triple M's Rush Hour, JB Bill with Daisy Thomas, and fresh off dropping 7 3-pointers against the Phoenix on Sunday, we are joined by Melbourne United star Chris Goulding.
Our next guest has probably spent the last few days with his hands on ice after torching the Phoenix for 30 points. I'm on
fire. Shot clock at 4. Goulding's going to have to invent something. Goulding turns the corner. You know the rest.
Please welcome CG43, Chris Goulding.
He's in the house. I'll tell you what, Phil.
Yep.
Ice on the hands, they reckon. He dead set the other night, could not miss after his first couple of attempts. CG, welcome.
G'day, boys. Still hot.
You get like that. You're just on hot. Give it to me. The ball falls your way. Just pick it up and go bang and run straight away. You know you're in.
Yeah, it's
nice
a good,
basketball speaking.
It's like my daughter. She says, plop it in, Dad.
That's it. Well, you do. Plop it in.
Come home and I've plopped in a few of them, darling. Yeah, it's a good feeling when you get like that. You want the ball. You want the shots and you plop a few of them in.
Exactly. 7 the other night for his career. 985.
That's a lot.
Is that right?
Oh, you knew that.
He told us to say that.
You knew that, Goldie.
Stitch up.
I'll tell you what, you needed it, though, because the game before, you guys were very poor, needed to bounce back, get it back to 5-5, and you did in emphatic style.
Yeah, we were, you said poor. I'd say, sure.
Yeah.
We were really bad against Cairns, so... Yeah, it was good to get a response. We had a sold-out crowd as well, sold-out home crowd. So you always want to put on a show and reward the fans and the front office for all that work. So it was good to do that. Good bounce back.
Absolutely, it was.
And generally don't like the Phoenix, do you? It's a nice little rivalry.
It's a good little rivalry.
Yeah.
We like it. We've had some spicy games over the last few years. We beat them in a semi-final series to get into the grand final and a couple of really sort of intense games since then.
What's going on with the season as a whole? Because it seems like you either win comfortably, get smoked, or the game is really close. There's no sort of in between.
That's normally what would happen.
No, well, sometimes you can lose by four or five. Like, I'm talking like right down to the wire, Bill.
Right.
Like, so in footy terms, a goal either way or 10 goal losses.
Right.
Yeah, there's been some really, really close games, really exciting games, probably some of the best games I've seen in the last few years, and then just your blowouts. Oftentimes they happen second game of a weekend, so a team may play on a Thursday or Friday and then might lay an egg on the Saturday or Sunday. But there's been some really good games, really good contests. We went to double overtime last week against Illawarra.
This is so what I'm talking about,
games.
Bill. Double overtime.
No, you weren't. You said they either win or they lose or
it's
close.
Really, really close.
Yeah.
Can't get much closer than double overtime.
Yeah. how does your coach go? How does Coach Dean go? Does he get very cranky?
He does.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say after you lost the other day to the Snakes? How was he?
He wasn't happy. He rarely speaks right after the game.
Mm.
I think it's one of his sort of philosophies that not much good can come of it when you when you talk like with emotion right after a loss or a win or whatever it may be. But we sat down and had a chat and just spoke about, you know, we were going to have a meeting the next day in the airport, watch some video, get ready for the Southeast Melbourne game. Mm. We played at 4 p.m. against Southeast Melbourne. We met that morning again, so we had the airport meeting, the morning of the game meeting.
Wow.
And then we wheeled in and won by 30 points, so hopefully that's not a
So was he happy then, or was he still cranky?
We haven't
had a meeting.
You know, we have, but we haven't really touched on either of the games. We've more, like, we're in a FIBA break now, so we don't have games, or we were just in a FIBA break. We don't have games for 10 or so days, I think it was, until our next one against Adelaide. So we've been touching on more us as a team as opposed to individual review of the individual games and just touching on where we can be better. And, of course, we reference losing by 25 and then winning by 25 two nights later and just where we can be better in that regard. But to answer your question, yes, he gets very cranky.
10 days off, did you go and swing him? You love your golf? Keen golfer?
No, I didn't get a chance to this time. I've been playing a little bit lately. Been going all right. Handicaps in the 12s.
Ooh. Into 12?
Yeah, that's a big change from when we played.
I know. Yeah.
I used to donate 12 balls.
I thought you were standing on the wrong side of it when we played.
So I'm getting better at that, but haven't had a chance in the last week or so.
You haven't seen Daisy out there. He's playing all the time. How's he hit him?
Yeah, good. You got down to single figures, didn't you?
Still, yeah, sitting there about eight, so not too bad.
Bandit.
Just means I got too much time.
Yeah, when we were playing, he was at like 13, 14, just stealing money. So it's good to see you come in a little bit.
And how's the team? Because that's been a bit unsettled also. Your big fella went down early with Achilles.
What was his name, Bill?
Yeah, big fella. And then the other bloke had got a hammy.
Yeah.
And he was one of the imports.
Yeah.
So you've been unsettled, haven't you?
We have.
And I'm reading reports that a big player should come in, but it's not as easy as that, is it?
It's not, Bill. And, you know, we've been riddled by injuries. We had Shea Illy, our starting point guard, had concussion for 7 or 8 weeks.
Beating him.
A couple of knocks that really knocked him about.
Yeah.
And he's been back for the last few weeks, and we've really, you know, started to see how much improvement he brings into the group with his defensive intensity and another point guard. And, yeah.
Rajon? How's Rajon?
Is he your boy?
Yeah. Well, Goldie.
He dunked on you. Oh,
he did. No, he just, he didn't. He went over the top of me.
He taught you how to shoot.
Yes. He's going well. Yeah. But yeah, Jordan Caroline as well has got a little hamstring injury.
Sweet.
So yeah, sweet. Our big fella, Ariel, he did his Achilles at the start of the year. So we've been really unsettled and we're just looking to try and get a run at having some bodies and trying to string together some good basketball.
Mm. Trying to get some consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been a couple of, like, the Breakers seem to have improved and going well. Is that maybe because they're at home?
Yeah. They,
for the first time in 2 years?
In 2 years, yeah. So they've been having home games for the first time in a couple of seasons. It's sold out over there. It is a really good arena to play in, so they're hard to beat over there.
Righto.
Speaking of coaches, your footy club got a really good one in the off season.
And then lost
and
him.
Then and lost him.
Yeah. But now he's back.
Is he or is he?
He's back.
You must be excited by that.
Alistair Clarkson, of course, at North.
Yes, I was very excited in early days. And then obviously everything got thrown up into the air. But I saw him walking down Arden Street into the club a week or so ago. So that brings me a bit of joy. Hopefully things are on the up.
Well, you'd hope so. Do you go along anywhere else?
Do you go along and watch though?
We probably could go a bit lower. I do when I get a chance. I took my daughter last year. I tell this story. It was at it's Marvel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they play the flashing lights when the home team kicks a goal, and she loved it. But we left because in three quarters they only did it once. We had to go. She was getting too crazy. Where's the lights, Daddy? Lights, Daddy. I was like, I'm with you. I want a goal as well.
So 985 career three-pointers, Daisy,
yep,
which you knew, Goldie. There's only 10 other men in NBL history have done that. That's a good effort.
Who are they, Bill?
Well, it'd be
Gazy,
would it?
I reckon so.
Hammer Heel.
Healy, good one. Well done.
Days, bang.
From the corner. Just please. It was a bloke from Albury, the old bloke. He played in the Olympics.
No, let him go.
No, I don't know. What's his
name? Eddie Palavinskas.
Yes, Eddie Palavinskas. Palavinskas was one of the great three-point shooters, wasn't he?
He was. He's a shooting coach.
I wonder if he's in it. He's fantastic, Eddie.
I'm not one that's big into checking individual statistics like my good friend over here.
Oh, he knows every stat. Daisy.
Only player in history to play 100 games at Collingwood.
Both clubs,
but back to you.
Yeah.
So
I'm not too sure who's on the list, but hopefully I can get there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Well, on current form, it's what, two games? Seven threes a night, and away you go.
Be nice.
So the next game, Adelaide, and I see they chopped their import.
They did.
Did you see that last week?
Surprising.
Yeah. Because he was a star, wasn't he? Craig Randall, the second.
Yeah, he was he scored a lot of points. He was a really really good player. He was scoring and they were doing okay, but from all reports there was some bad behavior behind the scenes. I'm just
the media release was saying that.
Is that so some
almost uncoachable.
Disagreements with coaches and other players.
Stern words.
Yeah. How do you reckon you would go if that's what got you done?
Not great. That's what got me done in the end of the pie, so not great at all.
And Carlton.
Yeah, no, well, that was just because I was old and crap by the end. How would you go?
No, well, he's been good. Skipper.
He is a good skipper. He had a few words the other night to an umpire and...
Yeah,
if it was to the umpires, I'd be done.
Yeah.
But I try and rein it in a bit to teammates and coaches.
And then I saw you got them all together at the end and you said, now, what do you say to them?
Well, when we got together at the end, we just say, oh, good job, or we say, bad job, focus on this. But Dave Barlow's little boy was in the huddle. So we just said, his name's Java. We said, what have you got for us, Java? He said, United on three. One, two, three. that was a good little moment for him
fantastic.
And the group.
Yeah.
What about your little one? Any interest in the...
Jen.
Yeah, in the sports? Or too young to tell? Because you can generally tell from a pretty young age.
I've tried to push tennis.
Yeah.
I've tried to push golf.
Golf's a big one.
Golf's a big one. We'll get her some clubs for her birthday. but no, she just floats. She goes. She's very much a girly girl at the moment. We watch Frozen most afternoons. We have the sing-along. You would have been through that day. But yeah, as I said, she likes when I plop it in and she tries to do it on her little basket, but a bit early to tell.
Might play footy for North.
Maybe.
Seniors. The boys' side.
There's a nice drive-by on the way out. CG, mate, thanks very much for coming in. All the best with the rest of the season. Hopefully you get to that 1,000 three-point mark sooner rather than later. And as I say, thanks for your time.
Thanks, boys. Have a good holiday.
Yes.
By the way, Melbourne United's next home game is against the Adelaide 36ers next Thursday at John Cain Arena. What about this, Bill? $1 hot dogs available up until tip-off.
No.
Yes, $1.
Oh, yeah.
How many can
you
get
for? That's my
pre-game. Get through five. $5. You just take five back to the seat. You've... Would have ate three.
That's,
Lucky Hutchie
got there four.
Lucky Hutchie's still not at United.
Chris Golding on the rush hour. Triple win.